Welcome to the show both feared and revered by man and beast, the Helios blog. Today, Kevin Samuels asks, where do the concerns of men rank with modern women? You'll see.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
I am well. What do you got for me on the topic?
I just have a question. So I think you said earlier,
What is it? I agree with everything you say, but I'm going to subtly try to stab you in the back and destroy your reputation. It's basically the Kevin Samuels show.
About always seeing your truth, being near truth.
Your
and
truth.
How that causes women to have conflict with other people. And I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a bit more, because I feel like I feel like I relate to Brittany in that sense, where it's all about being in your truth and being so honest. But I find that I'm
your
sometimes
truth.
Have trouble connecting with other people.
Mm-hmm. People skills. Who do you want to hear somebody? Okay. It's not about being dishonest. It's about understanding that people are selfish. They got their own things going on. People don't want to hear about your truth and this and that, especially at school. If you got a project to get done, do the project. At work, you're there for a task. But so many women tend to mix their personal opinions in with their job stuff. That becomes an issue. That's not why you're there. That's number one. Number two, why is being in your truth worth being alone?
Indeed.
You muted yourself. Take yourself off mute.
Oh, sorry. I just agree with you. That's a good point.
Okay. I didn't open it up for men yet, Josh. So did I answer your question?
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's why women are more agreeable, because if they were disagreeable before, historically, you just get expelled from the tribe, right? Because you can't survive on your own in the forest or on the savannah. So better agree with the people around you, you know?
No problem. All right, go ahead and drop down. Hello, Erica. How are you? Go ahead. How are you? Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Am I able to disagree with Brittany, or are you just here? Am I just here for?
Well, you're here to speak about what you want to speak about. Yeah.
Yes. So I think I like Brittany. I think she's an entertaining person.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel really sorry for her, because I feel like she's lost hope in finding a mate worthy of changing for. I was really used to being upfront before I met my husband. I'm 27 and I'm married. Mm-hmm. And okay. I was used to being upfront before I met my husband. But I noticed that, just his demeanor, his masculinity, and just his attitude made him super likable. And it wasn't long before he took the spotlight, and I was completely okay with that.
Let me ask you a question, because I think you said something that's interesting, because I like Brittany too. Well, you said you feel like she's lost hope in finding, what'd you say?
Someone worthy of changing for.
Someone worthy of changing for. Explain.
Sure. Yeah. So when my husband and I first got married, I was running into a lot of issues, I thought. And I was just like, oh my gosh, why is he like this? Why is he like this? Until I had to start looking deeper within myself. And so I started praying, God, change me. Because, and then I found out that it wasn't him that needed to change. It was me.
Okay. I get it. I got it. So
smart.
So I mentioned this the other day about women are going to have to tailor themselves around the needs of the man they need, be inconvenienced for somebody. So I get what you're saying. Somebody that requires you to be out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Be more.
Yes, and yes, and I feel like as young women in our in the social media age, I disagree with her when she said that social media does not ruin relationships. I absolutely think it does because we weren't as humans designed to have opinions from billions and billions of people. We were designed to only be validated by our village, and when it becomes more than that, we can't handle it. And so we go on power trips. We start thinking that we're more powerful than we truly are instead of just regular human beings. Because if you take...
I think she knows that that's true. But, you know, when you get to the... But I'm not going to justify it. Even if I think she knows, I think it was reckless to say. I think it was reckless to say because you're going against the facts, the data, the research. Go ahead.
Yes. And I just had one more thing to say, that I tell people a lot of the times, like when I speak to young women, because I'm 27 and like I said, I've been married for almost 4 years now, that marriage is a choice daily. Like she says a lot of the times that, you know, if it's going to work out, it's going to work out. And if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Well, in actuality, everything that you do is a choice. And marriage is a choice daily. Like my husband does something that I don't like. It's like, is it going to be, oh, I'm going to run to my dad. I'm going to leave him. Or is it going to be, like, you know what, I'm going to stick it out because it's not worth it. The
Thank
bigger
you.
Picture yep. is much more worth it than just these little minuscule things.
These little
like,
dumb arguments
I got off
that
social media
anything.
About a month ago completely because Smart. I found that there were fake relationships. Social media is a fake.
Yeah, they're not, it's not real.
Right. We put it on such high of a pedestal to where we think our lives revolve around a relationship, which that's why I feel sorry for her, because she feels like her pedestal and her title and whoever she is on social media is more important than what her potential husband might want. So that's all I wanted to say. But I love you, Kevin. I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See, I get what you're saying. Thank you.
You see, smart married women actually know what to say.
And I'm going to say this, that look, I get where, you know, Brittany's been online for 10 years. So she's 30 years old. She spent a significant portion of her life online. But I think you guys, you know, this is why I will give benefit of the doubt to everybody. We've all gone through breakups. And when you're fresh out of a breakup, it's hard to see positive in anything. But that's where I'm like, you got to be self-aware to know that you might not be seeing clearly. And when you have a microphone, you can't just be saying these kind of things.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I'm listening to some of this stuff and I'm like, well, no. Because that influence, you said it to yourself, Brittany, words have life. And that if it's not positive, it needs to be countered, because when you're right in the end of a relationship, men don't have a lot of positive things to say about women either. That doesn't mean women are the problem. You know, there's something called RP rage a lot of guys go through. But it's a cycle that you get out of. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for the guys. In order to get up, guys, you must be on camera. No crazy.
All right, let's continue.
So number one, I don't really like how you attack realtors personally. I feel like it's a little bit of attack, and I feel like some of the things that you say.
How do I attack realtors?
Well, on your show you've made, and maybe the word attack is too much, right? But on your show you've made several statements about people who are in certain professions, and you've brought up real estate a lot, right?
No. There's a context, whatever I say. What was the context?
I don't want to say what the context is.
Well, then, ma'am, hold on. If you can't say what the context is, you can't object to what I said, because there's a reason.
Okay, so I know at one point you did say that it was a profession that you can make lots of money that doesn't require any sort of education or any sort of talent.
No,
No, I said it doesn't require any higher level professional certifications, like going to medical school, going to law school, things like that. It just requires you going to get a real estate license. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Most high income positions where a competency gets compensated requires secondary education and certifications, professional boards, things like that. Things that are sales related, because I come from freaking sales. Mm-hmm. So when I say real estate, it's no different than saying, it's similar to saying insurance. You can make a lot of money selling insurance, but the averages are the same.
But the barrier to entry
is low. And the way these kinds of professions are sold or marketed to the masses is on income potential. And if you're going to be honest, you will agree that they tell you the sky is the limit. You can make a lot of money doing this, but the reality is that is for an exponentially small group of people. Most people make less than 50 grand.
But this is, Kevin, you're a numbers guy, right? So this is my thing. You have made the comment, and I quote, anybody can be a freaking realtor, right?
True.
And I remember being on your live when you said that. And if that's your opinion, that's okay. But then I look at the numbers and I'm like, well, why can only 26% of people pass the test then? So you make it.
Ma'am. Okay. You're a realtor. Great. I'm not trying to be funny.
It's not that. And that all people do is that anybody can. It means the barrier to entry is low. It's really funny that she doesn't realize that she's just proving the guy's point. Room temperature IQ.
Hey, man, but there's a bigger disagreement. If this is about your professional feelings, okay, fine. Some people don't like salespeople. So what?
Right.
Why does it affect you so much? If you're good at what you do, okay, well then let's move. Let's do me a favor, man. I said what I said in the context of the upside being promised to so many people and it just not producing. Just like you said, only 26% of the people can pass the test. So the upside is promised, and a lot of our black women think they can make big bank selling real estate, and they're foregoing their prime years. I'm trying to learn how to couple and partner with a man for this dream of manifestation of wealth and riches that's not out there on paper. That's the ultimate point.
Okay.
So don't try to make it seem like I have something out for realtors. That's not it. There's a context. What's the next issue?
All right. I wouldn't say
I like that she has braces.
Really like an issue, more so like an observation, right? And I think this is to piggyback off of what the last woman said. And maybe this is what she was trying to say in so many words, or maybe not. But I think that where she was getting at was that I get what you're saying. That is not what you convey. And that's not what, you know, you're trying to push. But it is that a lot of people end up just associating that. Okay, so put it like this. Sometimes. Oh. Men with money.
Call it word salad.
They feel like they don't have to bring anything else to the table.
Hold on. Folks, y'all need to get the likes up or we're going to shut down the chat rooms everywhere. You have 30 seconds to get 3,000 likes up. I'm shutting down chat rooms on Facebook and YouTube. Go ahead. Men with money don't feel like they have to do what?
I think that, I don't find you responsible for this, but I think a lot of the context that what men take away from it is all they have to do is be a high dollar earner and that's it.
Well, that already puts you as one of the top men in whatever country you're in, but okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You already watch my content. I can't be responsible for what you say people take away. At best, yeah. That's third-hand knowledge, me taking your word on it. But I got a reversal. Mm-hmm. Prior to 2019 and me starting to talk to women, what did women think they had to bring to the table for any man?
Nothing.
I think it's just, I mean, it's subjective to the woman that you're talking to.
Really?
No.
Ask men and they will tell you women thought they just had to bring a vagina. That's why the question, what do you bring to the table, is still one of the most offensive and unanswered questions by women in the West. Mm-hmm. So the notion that men, and high-value men, the top 10% of men, actually know their value. They know their value because they can see the market. Mm-hmm. What's the issue that men actually, that men have recognized as having high value, and women who want these men, what's the issue? That they can options and make rules, or what? What's the problem?
No. I don't think that there's like any issue with that, right? Uh-huh. But I feel like this. Liar. So Kevin, you know how you will tell like some women who are overweight, right? That uh-huh. you can't get a high value man.
I tell are you talking about a specific woman I spoke to or in general?
Well, I mean, you've said that to specific women that you've talked to.
Okay.
Yes. And so I guess from
personal. But it's usually more than just being overweight. There's usually more things to that, but go ahead.
Okay. So I've seen personally that you've spoken to some women who, I don't know, maybe they seem like well-rounded women and well-rounded women and, you know, have certain values, but then maybe they're overweight. And you'll say, what makes you deserve a high value man? Like, you know,
if you're overweight, you don't deserve. You get what you earn.
You let them know that they can't get a high value man.
Okay. See, you can't conflate things. I know my content very well. If I say something, it's not just because somebody's overweight. It's a multitude of things. But let's just take it your way. Let's just say she's overweight. How much weight are we talking about here?
So, I mean, I guess I could use a specific girl. She told you that she was like 200 pounds and she was 5'9". And she was looking for a high value man. And she said that specifically.
How long ago was this?
It was a couple months.
200 pounds and 5'9". Any kids?
No, she didn't have any kids. She didn't have any kids. She was very educated. And you were like, and you want a high value man? Like, you know, what makes you deserving of a high value man? High value man?
Very educated. What do you mean very educated?
She was currently in school for her master's. I forgot what state she lived in. And she had a corporate position.
Uh-huh. I'm a PhD.
And what was her, and her height, weight, dress size? What was her look? Where'd she rank herself? Or what would I have ranked her?
I don't think you ranked her.
All right. So, I think I know.
Okay.
5'9". Even if I go off of this, yeah, sure, let's do it. She's 5'9 and 200 pounds and she's corporate. So fricked toast what? Who gets to decide what they want?
Men.
Thank you. Men. And what men of, and what and where do you see men of means choosing to deal with women the size of NFL running backs?
I can't hear you.
Where do you see men of means choosing to, excuse me, not deal with marry NFL size running back women?
Every single day.
Where? Because this is bullshit. They say this, prove it. I'm in Atlanta. Where do you choose to see these women get married? Not deal with, not date, married.
I mean, I'm friends with some of them, so I'm telling you every.
And they go, no. Your friend. I'm going to interrogate this. How long they been married?
We're all in our 30s to early 30s. So
how long they been married?
Years.
A couple of years. So and how is their husband?
Wealthy.
How old is their husband?
Old. I thought you said, how is he? How old is he? We're on the same age.
I don't know what that is, ma'am.
We're all in our 30s.
What does that mean? 31 to 39. Don't play coy. Just give me the number.
All right. About 35.
Yes, and how old is she? No, ma'am, you know several, so give me numbers. See, I want you to understand how many women come in, 9% of black women earn over $75,000 a year. But I want you guys to understand how many black women come onto my show claiming to be high five-figure, six-figure earners. I need you guys, just go back to my catalog. I want you to go back and just look. Most of the women come in all claiming to know all these women. They're all so married, da-da-da-da-da. And it's bullshit. And even if that's your friend set, so what? So what? It's your friend set. Where do you see this happening? Where do you see this? And this is the problem. Young black women, here's the issue. This is the problem. You are getting bad information from older black women telling you that it's okay. You can get the outcome you want. And it's not true.
That's not what I said.
Just because you have friends and just because you know some people in general, when I talk across the board, do you think that men are actively saying, you know what, if I had to make myself a top 10% man and all the other things that come with high value, I want a woman that's my weight and more. Is that what men want?
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
is it what men don't really, is it what men want? Is it what men want? Do men want women that weigh more than they do?
No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Thank you.
But you.
There's no but, ma'am. It keeps going back around this bullshit. Young ladies, this is why I feel so sorry for some young ladies. You get so many of these ladies that just keep. Well, it's just because I have a friend that's fat. I got a friend that married a guy. So what? Only in our community do our women keep trying to force overweight women down men of value's throat and try to make it seem like there's something wrong with you. No, there's nothing wrong with you, man. And you young ladies, these are your aunties, your big sisters, your mentors, your peers. Stop listening to them. Because if they don't have a ready supply of men of value looking to marry, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Indeed.
I bounced you out for a reason, man. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how old are you?
Hi, I'm 23.
You're going to have to hold the phone steady.
Oh, sorry.
You need to set it down or something. Okay. What's the issue?
I guess my biggest issue is I definitely think that it's very important with you giving us a man's perspective, because women, we are dominating a lot of the space, but
dominating a lot of what?
The space in terms of like social media.
Can you do me a favor? Could you sit the phone steady so it doesn't keep
going? Oh, sorry.
Just set it down. I can't trust your hand. Set it down.
I don't have a stand, so
okay. Sit on the TV or against a book or something. Because when you start talking, it'll start moving.
Okay,
but go ahead and say what you were saying.
I think it's very important what you're doing and giving men a voice.
However,
I guess for me being classic. 23, what do you suggest? Like, I don't hear the what. What should women like me be doing?
That's not a disagreement. That's not a disagreement. A critique is I'm not telling 23-year-olds what to do.
Well, I guess
that's your daddy's job.
Oh, my dad's retired now. But
okay, that's not my job though. I mean, I'm not, no offense, young lady, but I'm not a one-stop shop. I'm not supposed to fix all the problems of the world.
Right. I agree. Okay.
What's the disagreement though? A disagreement or a critique? It can't be do more. I do enough. Not doing anymore.
Okay.
My question is, what do you want and how actively are you actively going out to get it?
Well, I think it's difficult because I'm in college.
So fucking what? So what is difficult? I have a video up today right now on why are women lazy daters. Why do you women think that a man of value should be easy to get?
No, I don't. I don't think that.
And okay. Yet, you don't want to work
be
for it.
Easy to get them. I think that's what we've been fed for so long.
Possibly so. But here's the thing, though. If it's not a disagreement, I got to bring somebody else in. I really do. I need. So that's why I'm trying to give you room to have a disagreement or a critique. But it doesn't really sound like you have one. If that's the case, then I'll have another stream later on. But I need to go ahead and get this one, this stuff accomplished today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
Bring the smoke. Bring the noise. See, what I want you guys to understand is
these, well, you're hurting our feelings. I want you guys to ask yourself one question. How often do you hear women, when they talk about my tone or this or that, that they have any empathy for the men who have to deal with this stuff?
They have zero. I mean, we know that.
Oh, you're back? We can see what's going on Facebook. He's cutting everybody off. You damn right I am. I'm not going to let anybody babble on, Nikki Young. I have a show to run. And you guys have been allowed to just run your mouth without saying anything. If they forever don't have an yep issue, Nikki, I get to the person that has the issue. Unlike you and women like you who have been able to dominate spaces where men are, I'm not just going to let you talk all day because I have to get something done. But again, gentlemen, you're not supposed to run your show. You're not supposed to do anything. You're just supposed to. You're just supposed to just let it go. Facebook? You're supposed to let it go. Ain't that right, Big Nick? Big Nick. Big Nicky. Big Nicky.
Big Shirley.
He's rude. Right. I want you guys to understand something. He's rude. I don't like it. You see what he does? Uh-huh. But see, the thing is, can you say he's wrong?
Nope. And let's leave it there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications, drop me a donation. Like Hunter M, Adrian L, Tom and Bobby, Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout outs to you. Most recent purchase of Strategist Guide to Seduction. Go buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Want to see my content ahead of time? I do offer it on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/theheliosblog. And if you want me to give you good advice like Kevin Samuels, just message me at theheliosblog@gmail.com. I do offer coaching services. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Especially if you listen to the end, I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.